Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on December 3rd, 2013, at the Top Hat in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Promises. This week's story comes to us from Michael Marsalek and is titled Parenting for Life Plan. Thank you for listening.
Good evening. Thank you. Thanks to all the amazing storytellers tonight, and special thanks to Mayor Engen. It's great when the mayor opens for you. It's just great. I love being a dad. I've been a dad for a long time. My oldest daughter is 29 years old. I know you're saying to yourself, how can he possibly have a 29-year-old daughter? I'm one of those dads that is for, let me say it this way, I'm a round two dad. I'm on the parenting for life plan. Now, not the parenting for life plan like you would think of where your kids grow up and, you know, they're always your kids, right? That's the parenting. The Michael Marsalek parenting for life plan is my oldest daughter is 29 years old. My young children are 8 and 7. I'm a round two dad. I liked it so much, I went back for more. If I do it again in 20 years, I'll be 70, and I'll just keep the 20-year plan going. When my daughter, T. Michelle, was 11 years old, she was living in Billings, Montana, with her mom and her siblings. I was living in Arlee, Montana, doing my best to try to figure out how to be a Saturday dad. I didn't like it very much. They were having a rough go of it. I was working at the Drum Brothers shop up in Arlee. This particular afternoon, the phone rings, and it's for me. And it's Child Protective Services calling from Billings, Montana. There's a social worker on the phone who says, my daughter is in the principal's office at her school and is afraid to go home and won't leave. She wants to come to Arlee. We talked to the social worker for a little while. She says to me, she says, well, can you come? Can you come right now? Can she live with you for a while? I said, absolutely. I hung up the phone. I borrowed my dad's truck because my rig was a piece of crap. Hightailed it to Billings. 6 hours later, snowy roads. I'm sitting in the downtown offices of Child Protective Services in Billings, Montana. Hugs and tears with my daughter. I think we were both scared. I think we both didn't know what to do. But we embraced each other, and I said, kiddo, I love you. I will always love you. I'm your dad. I will always be your dad. And I promise I will do everything I can to take care of you and to keep you safe. Not long after, we had our marching orders from the social worker, and we're on our way back to Arlee. Told me to do 3 things. Get her in school right away. Look into some family counseling. And if I was going to try to do anything to modify the parenting plan or custody arrangement, then I should probably get that going. Well, pretty quickly, we settled into a little bit of a life in Arlee. And less than 2 months later, I take my daughter to school, pack the lunch, the backpack. We walk over to Arlee Elementary. My fourth grader goes to school at 8:30. I walk over to the Drum Brothers shop. An hour later, the phone rings. It's the principal at the school. My daughter has been picked up and is gone. In spite of the restrictions that we had in place, her mom had picked her up, and they're gone. Had I known at that moment that I wouldn't see her again for 14 months, I don't know what I would have done. A year into that, that year was really hard. I got through it with prayer and friends and family, barely. It was a hard go. Well, about a year into this, I had hired a detective, I had hired an attorney, but we couldn't find them. My friends, one of my friends, Jen, who I kind of worked with, she was executive director back then of First Night Missoula. I was on the First Night board and, of course, played with Drum Brothers. And Jen had been really helpful to me, and she was on her way out of town this particular day and just needed to do one last thing for First Night before she hit the road. And she stops by the downtown Kinko's on Broadway here in Missoula and has to just do the final proof, final proof of the program, get it off to the printers, and then drive to Spokane to catch a plane, like we do here in Missoula, right? Well, there's all sorts of problems with the program. It's totally messed up. She's really upset about this because she literally has no time. Guys at Kinko's, it's great. He says, look, this isn't a problem. Here's what you do. You drive to Spokane. It's going to take you 3 hours to get there anyway. I'll make the changes. It'll take me an hour, maybe a little bit more. When you get to Spokane, pick a Kinko's, give me a call, right? And I'll, fax you the document. You can prove it over the phone, and I'll make sure it gets to the printers. No problem. She hops on the road. 3 hours later, she drives into Spokane, Washington, randomly picks one of the three Kinko's in Spokane, Washington, walks up to the self-service area, which is where the fax machine is, and looks down. And on the top of the pile of faxes that had just come in is a fax addressed to my daughter's mom. She says, oh my gosh, she's here. They're here. Looks around, they're not there. She photocopies the documents, puts them back, does her business, jets to the plane, barely makes it, calls me from the tarmac. In the old days, they used to have phones in the back and the headrest, it was like $8 a minute. Michael, you're not going to believe, what just happened. Well, not long after, we had a bit of a reunion, and 3 years or so from that first call in Billings, we had the final custody hearing in Spokane. Three attorneys, two detectives, two states, and just about $60,000. So my now 14-year-old teenage daughter and I are back in Missoula making a go of it. And we're working hard. She's a freshman at Hellgate. It's a tough road. We're having a time of it. She's having a time of it. There's some drama. There's some problems. I'll leave that part of the story for her to tell you some other time. After a little while, the problems got pretty bad, and she decided to take off. And she ran away. And had I known at that time that I wouldn't see her for 14 months again, I don't know what I would have done. 14 months again. About halfway through this period of time, friends are telling me, you know, the two most difficult times in your life, right, they're when you're a teenager and when you're the parent of a teenager. Yeah, and a teenage girl. So I've got the runaway, 14 now, 15 years old, right? One of the hardest things in that moment is the eighth grade school picture on the posters provided by the National Center for Missing Children that we are now posting all over Western Montana, Washington, Idaho. National listing, go to National Center for Missing Children. When she finally came back to me, the police detective that was helping here in Missoula look for her and the other detectives, but the police detective called me. I was setting up to play a Drum Brothers concert, and we were playing at the University Center, and literally half an hour before we're ready to go on stage, and phone rings, and it's a message from me, and he says, you could call me right back, I got good news. I said, Oh my God. And I call back, standing in the hall on the third floor of the UC, and the police detective says to me, well, Michael, we got good news, we got some not so good news. I said, well, I'm telling you, you found her, what's up? Tell me the news. He said, well, here's the good news. We found your daughter. She's basically fine. And shortly she will be on her way back to Montana. I said, well, what's the bad news? Well, she was arrested in a stolen car in Portland with four other runaways, all under the age of 16, and she was driving. Oh my. After that, needless to say, there was a little bit of drama, and there's a little bit more of the story, but I'll leave that part up to her to tell. Forwarding ahead a bit, my now 17-year-old daughter is about to graduate from the AYA program. AYA stands for Alternative Youth Adventures. It's a 5-month program, okay, 2 months of which are spent backpacking in the wilds of Montana. Now, this is not backpacking like you and me, okay? This is not backpacking with the good gear from Patagonia, okay? This is living on the land. This is earning the right to use a utensil. This is you have to build a fire every day with a bow drill in order to have hot food. This is no tents. This is bivy on the ground, rain or shine or snow. This is hiking 10 miles a day. This is the same girl who not long before at the house would spend an hour in the morning straightening her long curly hair. This is the same girl I used to joke with that we'd have to back the Thermosilk truck up to the side of the house to fill the tanks to keep us in shampoo and conditioner. I'm not kidding you. 2 months in the wilds, right? No showers. We're sitting on the picnic table. She's about to graduate from the program. She's 17. I'm saying, look, kiddo. We're going to have a new opportunity here. You're practically an adult. We made it through. You made it through this amazing thing. We're going to have an opportunity for a new chance. We can choose to hang out with each other because we like each other, right? Because we value each other's company and we want to be together and connect with each other, right? She says, yeah, that's right. I hope that's what will happen for us. But you know what? What I really want, what's the most important thing for me, is honesty. I feel like people have been lying to me my whole life, never telling me the truth, never telling me the whole story. You have to promise me going forward that you are going to be honest with me. I say, T. Michelle, I promise you I will be honest with you. I want that back, though. It's got to go both ways. I'll be honest with you. I'll promise that. You have to promise that, too. Well, my now 29-year-old daughter lives here in Missoula. We see each other often. Not enough. As a parent, you know, it's kind of never enough. She's had the same job at the hospital for 7 years, spreading light and love and joy and happiness every day to everybody she sees. And she has one of the only jobs, and I'm not kidding you, one of the only jobs in the whole hospital where you see everybody. Doctors, nurses, staff, patients, families, even the helicopter pilots. This young woman is amazing. But what really touched me, what really moved me this year was, back in May, I lost my mom. It was a hard thing. It was unexpected. Her grandmother, my mother, oldest grandchild, died unexpectedly in May. Family was great. To be honest with you, it was a blessed event. In many ways, we were very supportive of each other. But the most meaningful thing for me, the thing that touched me the most, was my 29-year-old daughter calling me up out of the blue just to say, Hey, Daddy-o, I love you. I just want to see how you're doing. I want to know if there's anything I can do for you. I love that girl. I love being a dad. I love you, T. Michelle. And that's the God's honest truth. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, The Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, and performance art. TopHatLounge.com. Jonathan Marquis. Jonathan Marquis is an artist and human in Missoula, Montana. Learn more about him and his art at SubjectToGravity.com. That's subject, the number two, gravity.com. Matt LaRubio, screen printing and graphic design. Learn more about Matt and what he has to offer at RanchHandDesign.com. Rockin' Rudy is your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, RockinRudy's.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers Gregory T. Johnson, Susie Risho, Samuel Jackson Enemy Hunter, Stephanie Wing, Taj Chelland, John Engen, Amy Rosendahl, Andrea Davis, and Michael Marsalek. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for February 11th at the Top Hat. The theme is, what are you waiting for? The official Tell Us Something site is tellussomething.org. Thank you again for your support and your interest in live storytelling and local art here in Missoula, Montana.